sahana bhavatu,
sahana bhunaktu,
saha viryam karavavahai, tejasvinavadhitamastu ma vidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti.
All right, let's go to where we left off.
I had a quick question about something from last week.
Okay.
That's okay. I was just going back over stuff and then I couldn't figure out why something was the way it was.
Well, we'll have to review if I want to review it from scratch because I have no memory.
Okay.
Okay, tell me, what page are we on?
It's page 57 at the bottom, and it's me. And it's the second...
Can you see some? Can you see people?
She can see.
Oh, that's better. I see everybody.
Okay. She's there.
I can see you.
I see her knees, but I
don't.
Hi,
Virginia. Hi.
Okay, 57.
On the 57, we've got the Atmanapada forms of me.
And yeah.
So the second and third person dual. I don't remember why it's lihate instead of lihite.
Because the ending begins with a vowel, ate.
Oh, okay.
That's all it is.
Okay.
Ate and ate.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Alrighty, where did we leave off?
We left off at 59, 2A. I think that's where.
2A. Okay, let's just start. Should we start reading through? Okay, this is for a hun, for hun tea.
Mm-hmm.
This comes all the time, of course. You know, if you're killing off this or that. And the self cannot be, right? The self
right.
can't be killed, or nor is it a killer. And, it can't be killed, nor does it kill. The end of hun tea is dropped before a weak termination beginning with any consonant except a nasal or a semi-vowel, and the penultimate before one beginning with a vowel. See? Oh, yeah, okay, this is where we get that ga. Let's go over that again. The N of hun is dropped before a weak termination beginning with a consonant, except a nasal or a semi-vowel, and the penultimate before one beginning with a vowel. So we'll see that when we see the declension. We'll have to go back to this. So just put that on hold.
So does that mean the second part means that the end of hun is dropped before the penultimate?
Yeah, actually, do you have this book with you?
Mm-hmm.
Your book with you?
Yeah.
You need to bring that.
I know.
Sorry.
Just, you want to look over with him?
Yeah.
Sorry. Let me see.
I might have
Just check.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, you got so much going on.
This is a different one.
Let me just look real quick, just in case.
Yeah, that was the other thing this morning. I can't find my phone and all the other things.
Oh,
and
God.
And I this one, and I never... lose anything. Like, I rarely lose them.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, I almost didn't find anything. I shouldn't even come to
this. This might be one. Let's see if it's the same one.
I'm sorry. I got the scatter.
It's all right. I'm scattered too. 51. Page 51.
All right. Thanks.
Page 41.
51.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, the 33, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so let's just take a look. Hello? Or the lock company? You know, my landlord came and fixed that. That's why I called him. Yeah, he fixed it. Okay, thanks a lot. I'll call you at the next emergency. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
He's called the law company.
I called the lock company, yeah. And then I called my landlord thinking I should just tell him. He likes me to tell him before I do things.
Right. So I called him. He said, I'll take care of it for you.
Yeah, he came right out. Okay. Okay, where were we? Here we are on...
Han,
yeah. So let's read through this just, and then we can see really quickly. See where it says, Hanti Hataha?
Mm.
That's an example. The N of Han is dropped before a weak termination beginning with any consonant except the nasal. There's the Han, so Hataha. Mm-hmm. Now look at Gnanti. You see that? Well, we're going to need another... Hang on for a minute.
There's no
Gnanti
for Han?
Hang on for a minute. We've got to fix it a little bit more.
Okay.
Then go to B. Jahi is the second person singular of the imperative. You see that, Jahi?
Mm-hmm.
Memorize.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Just memorize, that's all. CC.
Mm-hmm.
The ha of this root is changed to g when immediately followed by n. Now, look at in the present tense, gnanti. Mm-hmm. See that? Now go up to 2a. The N of Hun is dropped before a weak termination beginning with a consonant except a nasal or a semi-vowel. Okay, that's one.
Mm.
And the penultimate before one beginning with a vowel.
Okay
so now that is dropped. So now you have ha followed by in,
mm.
right? And then that ha changes to ga. Mm. So look at C. The ha of this root is changed to ga when immediately followed by in. We drop the penultimate a.
So the a is dropped from the anti first, according to 2a.
Yes,
right?
The a is dropped of han. The a of han is dropped
mm-hmm.
if the term of a weak termination begins with a vowel.
Okay.
If a weak termination begins with a consonant, the n is dropped. So see that anti is strong, but then taha, mm-hmm. anti, t is. So now you have this can be misleading. You have han plus t. Hunty. So it looks like a third person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right, so you've got hunty. Then taha is weak, so the N drops, hataha. Then unti is weak, but it begins with a vowel.
Right.
And so the a of hun is dropped, and the ha is changed to ga. Mm-hmm.
The so a ha. Of hun is dropped, or the a of unti is dropped?
The a of hun is dropped. The a of hun is dropped, and when it's dropped, the ha changes to ga. And then you get
penultimate. Oh, the penultimate. Oh, they mean the penultimate.
The
of
hun. The penultimate. Of
that's
hun.
Where I was getting confused.
Okay, yeah. Can we? So the number 2A is what we're talking about now, and the penultimate of hun.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So when they say the penultimate they say the penultimate of hun is what they mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that
I
was getting so confused.
I
agree.
The ending.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So I have no idea.
Using medial vowel would be better, right?
But penultimate is the technical term, and what penultimate means is a little different than medial. It means the vowel that is the next to the last letter. So what if the vowel is the next to, if the vowel followed by a conjunct consonant, then it's not penultimate,
mm-hmm.
and it won't go through those taking guna or anything. That's why if you have a root like chint,
mm-hmm.
that e won't take guna and become chaint, mm-hmm. because it's not penultimate.
So a compound consonant would change that order. It would change the position of the penultimate.
That's right. It's no longer penultimate. No longer will take guna.
That's a good refinement to understand.
Yeah.
So by 2a, we get the consonant h and n, the combined consonant h and n. And then by 2c, that h changes to g to...
That's right. And so you get
gna.
Gnanti. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
Number 8, Roman numeral 8. In the body of a word of grammatical form, N or M is changed to the nasal of the class to which the following letter, not nasal itself, belongs, and to an aniswara when followed by hasa, sha, or sha. I'll show you where this is going to happen. Look at your book. Do you see humsi?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Let's see, hamsi, then hataha, hata, hanmi, hanbaha, hanmaha. So they're just talking about hamsi there.
Mm.
So han plus si becomes hamsi, which is normal, it's just at Sunday. not normal Sunday, it's a Sunday that you have to memorize. In the body of the word, grammatical form in and m are changed to the nasal of the class to which the following letter, not nasal itself, belongs, and to an anuswara when followed by ha, sa, sha, or sha.
So
that's what you want, the anuswara gets followed by si.
Right.
So hum si. Everybody see?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you look at the present tense, I think we've just done everything for the present tense. Hanti, hataha, kananti, hamsi, hataha, hata, hanmi, hanbaha, hanmaha. Nothing because nasal or semi-vowel?
Right.
It doesn't, nothing happens. Mm-hmm. Right? Okay? Yeah. Any questions on that one? Okay, let's go to page 60. Oh, and on page 60 they have the whole thing that we just did. Then, let's read this little note. Here, in is dropped in the second and third person dual and second person plural because the terminations are weak and have an initial consonant which is neither a nasal nor a semi-vowel, and is changed to aniswara by 8, page 59, before C. Then, period, but unti being a weak termination with an initial vowel, penultimate is dropped, and we have hun plus unti, which by 2C59 becomes penunti.
Yeah.
That's just exactly, he's just putting in words what we've just been through.
And again, that penultimate that he's talking about has nothing to do with unti.
Only
back
with hun.
Right.
Hun means the penultimate of the any root or word is the next to the last letter, so it could be a penultimate consonant, penultimate vowel. It just means what is whatever is the next to the last.
Okay.
That is penultimate.
Okay?
Great.
Okay, thanks.
Now, you very rarely see hun in the Atmane Padava. Let's just look at it.
Carol, can I just ask you quickly, even in anti, if we spoke of a penultimate would be the penultimate of anti, right?
No, t would be right.
No. There's no penultimate. Why? Because unti, A-N-T-I. The penultimate letter is only T.
That's what
in
I mean.
Unti.
Oh, so it's not that you take the last vowel and the prior vowel. It has to be actually the...
The next to the last letter.
Letter, not
or
the next to the last vowel.
Yeah.
Consonant. Right.
Yeah, that's why, say, if you have the... I use the example of the verbal root chint.
Right.
What's the penultimate?
No.
Chint. In no. In, right? Chint. C-I-N-T. There is no penultimate vowel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, this is just...
The penultimate vowel has to come... Be a vowel that comes...
I'll do that.
No, I just have to
touch it. I thought you have to do the kettle. I heard some sound.
Okay.
Okay. We're okay on it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, let's see. Let's look at that Atmane Pada. Now remember, the Atmane Padas are all weak. So if you've got A, Vahe, Mahe, A, because it's weak and begins with a vowel, you're going to have that collapse, the penultimate drops, how it changes to go, so you get Pne. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Just like Pnanti, then Han Vahe, Han Mahe, no problem. Hase. That should be Humse. The above in is dropped before the consonants, which are neither nasals nor semi-vowels, and the before the vowels. In the latter, the ha is changed to go. There's no reason at all that is not... Why is that... Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let me think about this. See, maybe that's only for strong. Hang on a minute. Number 8, in the body of a word or grammatical form, N and M are changed to the nasal of the class to which the following letter, not nasal itself, belongs, and to an aniswara when followed by ha, is, sha, or sha. This should be
humsi.
Let's look at our
It doesn't have, this one doesn't
have
the
alternate.
Oh, it
doesn't.
But
I have another one that might.
Like,
yeah,
figure out. Right.
Oh,
it only has various. This one also says only in certain cases it takes off the name.
Yeah, you don't need to see.
Okay.
We just check on this.
Piece. Yeah, it must
be. Hanse. Unless there's something. That Hase doesn't sound right, it doesn't look right.
Yeah. Hase.
We just
kind of
have a swap,
right?
Just
kind of
dot over the...
Should have a
2A it says the na of hun is dropped before a weak termination, beginning with any consonant.
So oh, very good.
Well, maybe that's strong.
This
would be
it is weak.
It is weak.
It says the na is of hun is dropped before a weak termination, and it is a weak termination, so it's just dropped.
So then there's no underscore to have.
Right.
All right, that's what it is. Thanks. That's good. That's it.
Here, can I ask you?
I say, it still sounds funny, but
it does sound funny.
In 8, the first part of 8 where it says, in the body of a word of grammatical form, nirma, change to the nasal of the class, that's just the regular sandhi, right? That is
right.
Not... That is
what did you say?
In number 8, when it says, in the body of a word of grammatical form, nirma, change to the nasal of the class, to which the following letter. That first part is
true,
just
it's
regular...
True for ma. But it's not necessarily true for na.
Mm-hmm.
Before hard consonants, then it changes to anuswara.
Mm-hmm.
So, does the entire 8 only, is that only valid for this root hun, or?
No, I don't think so. It's internal sandhi.
Okay.
And when you, I don't have the sutra for this, but with internal sandhi, sometimes there's differences than from external sandhi, and also there's what we call these... I remember the Sanskrit name for it. When you have a word, a root, and then there's something that's an exception to the root and something that's an exception to that that limits the function of the sutra. There's a sutra. Then there's another sutra that will limit the function of that sutra.
Okay, right.
You know, but,
yeah.
So
right,
I think
right,
that
right.
might be it. I'm not really sure.
Right, we did that, actually.
Yeah. We even know the name of it.
Yeah.
As I say. Okay?
Mm-hmm. But this applies to... everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's
that's
general.
General.
It's
general.
It's
general.
General.
That's
general.
General.
To remind us. Right. Yes.
Okay, okay.
That's
what
right.
I was asking.
Right. General for internal sandhi.
Okay.
Do we have to do anything else with this? We should look at the... We're doing the present tense and the imperative, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, let's just stay with the parasmaipada. Present tense is fine. Then hantu, forget the secondary form. I don't think he's going to deal with that. Hantu, hatam. So tu tam hantu, then jahi. So no problem there, right? Hantu is strong.
Mm-hmm.
So hatam and kanantu, same rules.
Mm-hmm.
And then majuna, jahi, hatam, hata, same. Weak, so tanta, nasal drops. Then hanani, aniava, ama.
Mm-hmm.
So hanani, hanava, hanama. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody see a problem?
So did you say forget the secondary forms in the first?
Because I don't think he's meant not mentioning
right.
them here.
Right.
And
so
you can just make you can make a note of it. But honestly, I've never seen them. And
the hatat. You mean
I've never
right.
seen
okay.
hatat. Maybe it's nice to make a note.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because otherwise, it's going to look like hatat in the ablative.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hata would be the past passive participle. Hatam.
And then
hatat
would be
yeah.
the ablative.
Yeah.
Ramat. Yeah.
Like hatat, rakshasat, the rakshasa who was killed. So that these little things can throw you off. So. Should we move on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We are now.
Ishri.
The roots ish and id have the augment e attached to them before terminations beginning with is or twa, except that of the imperfect second person singular.
Plural.
Plural. Plural, yeah. Let's do the next one and then we'll look at that one. Okay, ishe, ishe, ishwahe, ishmahe.
What,
so evahe mahe. Oh, let's read 9 first. Roots ending in ish or cha, and the roots brushed, brushed, sridj, mridj, yaj, raj, braj, change their final to sha when followed by any consonant except a nasal or a semi-vowel or by nothing. So we'll have to look for that. That is sutra. For that one, that's Roman numeral 9. The sutra is 8236. You can go to page 55 in your book. We can take a look at it, page 55. Ish. And if you see on page 54 is Eid, the two that they're talking about. So roots ending in sh or ch change to sh when followed by any consonant except a nasal or semi-vowel or nothing. Okay, so eva he mahe, ishe, ishwahe, ishmahe, nothing. Okay. Then she, ate, se, ate, dwe are the endings, right? Ishi she. Right? And that's because of the e. The sa goes to sha. Any vowel except r, a, sa, as sa termination. Or internal, in internal semi, will go to sha. So, and here we get the e. So why do we get the e? Roots ish and id have the augment short e attached to them before terminations beginning with is and dwa. Except that of the imperfect second person plural. Okay, so there's the is se, and that will change it to she, right? Mm-hmm. So ishi she, then ate, ishate, nothing, ishi gwe. Mm-hmm. So before a sa or dwa, it's going to take that e augment. Mm-hmm. Then ishte, there's the ta. Mm-hmm. Changes to sh when followed by any consonant except a nasal or semi-vowel or by nothing. So ishte, te becomes te, ishte. And of course, the sh goes to sh, right, because of nine. And then the ta goes to ta. Then ishate, ishate. Endings are a, ate, ate. So no problem. Let's read their little paragraph. Before te, the she of this is changed to sh. Right, that's fine. The dental ta becomes ta, te becomes te, hence we have ishte. To say and dwe, the augment e being prefixed, we have ishi she and ishi dwe. Any problems? Anybody? Okay. Look at in your book, the imperative. Tom, atom, atom. Ish tom, same thing, right? Ishatom, no problem. Ishatam, no problem. Do you everybody see the ishtam? If you can see ishte, you should see ishtam. Mm-hmm. Then ishishwa, because it's swa atam dwam. Mm-hmm. There's the sa and the dwa is going to take the e augment. Mm-hmm. Ishishwa takes the e augment that has to go to sha then. Then ishatam, ishitwam. So that should be clear. Then I, avahai, amahai. Nothing. Ishai, ishavahai, ishamahai. Ishtam, Ishatam, Ishtam, Isha, we did that. Okay, is that okay for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Number four. The penultimate R of Mridge takes its Vridhi substitute before the strong terminations, and optionally before weak terminations with an initial vowel. Mridge means to wipe or to clean. Mridge. Not very commonly in Vedanta.
Mm.
Okay, so the penultimate R of Mridge takes its Vridhi substitute before the strong terminations and optionally before weak ones with an initial vowel. So, Mi Vahamaha, so Marjmi, there's your Vridhi, everything else is just adding on. Mridjuha, Mridjmaha. Marchi. That's because strong becomes marge. Then that ja changes to ka, and the ka becomes followed by the sh. What is it? What's that rule? Forget. We have that rule.
Yeah, the sh. The sa changes to sh.
Yeah, but the, why does the marge change to ka? Let's see if he's. Let's make a note. Marge has to. The ja has to change to ka. There's a rule for that. So mark. Then if the mar, if marge changes to mark, then that sa will change to sha, and you get marchi. I just have to remember the rule why ja changes to ka.
Mm-hmm.
Then mrishtaha. That's no problem, right? Mrishtaha. Mrishta, that's because of the sha. Then marishta, marishti, mrishtaha, mrijanti, marijanti. That's what he wants to make a note of. Okay, go back to 9 on page 60. Roots ending in sha or cha and the roots vrasht, vrasht, shrij, mrich, which is the one we're working on. Yajraj and Braj change their final to sha when followed by any consonant except a nasal or semivowel or by nothing. Oh God, then there's all those other ones that we went through. And followed by a consonant. Okay. Let's read the paragraph and see if he does the work for us. The final ja of this being changed to sh before t, tus, and t, tus, and company by 9 on page 60, which we just read. Okay. Marge is going to change to marsh if it's followed by any consonant except a nasal or semi-vowel or nothing. Okay. Then what? So we have marishti mrishtaha. Okay, that part's clear. In the first case, and in the singular of the other persons, r is changed to r by the above rule, and optionally so in the third person, plural. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I think that's clear, right?
Mm-hmm.
Taking the vriddhi,
mm-hmm.
marjmi, marjshi, marishti, marjanti, optionally. Mm-hmm. But then, this is the one I want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Before is, ja is changed to sha by 960, and sha to ka by 4, page 57. Let's look at that. That's the one I was couldn't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ga or sha followed by sa is changed to ka.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So since it's changed to sha by 9 on 60, and that means that it will change to ka before the sa.
Oh my God.
Right?
Yeah.
Everybody with me on that?
I'm sort of with you. So the first transformation is the change to sha, and the second is the rule that says that da or sha followed by
sa,
sa is changed to ka.
That's right. So,
but why is the first transformation sha again? I'm so, what is
that's
number 9.
Number 9.
Okay.
If she's number 9, Mridj is one of the roots listed.
Yeah, right, okay.
So Mridj becomes Marsh.
Okay.
Before any consonant except a nasal or a semi-vowel or by nothing. So we've got Marsh, then Marsh is followed by Sa, and that changes the Sa to Ka by 4 on page 57.
But it's a root, it's Mridj, right, that we're talking
yeah.
about?
Yeah, but do you see that this number 9 has roots ending in sha or cha, and the roots brush, brush,
smidge, oh, mitch. And, okay.
Yeah, that's why.
I'm sorry, okay.
So okay. All of these same letters brush. Are going to be following the same
yeah.
pattern here.
Okay. So it isn't just the sha and the cha. Okay.
And, no, it's
and
these
singers.
Other roots, and these other roots.
These
yeah.
other roots, okay.
yeah.
Right.
Okay. Let's look at the imperative third person plural. That should be simple. Marishtum, mrishtam, rajantu, or marjantu. It's exactly the same. Everybody see that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Marshtu is strong. Okay. And the last, the termination D.
Termination is
what are we talking about?
second person singular.
We didn't see that. Singular. Mriddhi. Mm-hmm. You see that? Mm-hmm. Okay, I didn't read that. Second person singular. Mriddhi. In the imperative. So the ending is he. So what is that? In the last, the termination D, by one, page 58. Let's look at that. One, page 58 is the second person singular termination of the parismipeta imperative of the second group of conjugations is D when the base ends in any consonant except a nasal or a semi-vowel. Mm. Okay? And so this ends in what? It ends in J. That's not a nasal or a semi-vowel. So the he affix is going to be D. Okay? Mm-hmm. Then what? The mridge of... Then the J of mridge is changed to SH by number 9 that mm-hmm. we just looked at. Mm-hmm.
And the
SH becomes duh by 6 on page 58.
Oh,
6 on page 58. In the body of a word or grammatical form, the preceding consonant, except the nasal, substitutes the third or soft unaspirate of its class when followed by the third or fourth letter, for SH, duh is substituted in these circumstances.
Right.
And, but he's not telling us why the da has to be.
What's a da?
Oh, there's the da. Uh-huh. So now that the sh becomes da, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the ha becomes da by normal sandhi.
Oh.
Remember?
No, but the ha is, he has already changed to di, right? So there's no more ha?
Oh, there's no more. That otherwise it would be normal sandhi. So if it changes to D, then it's the Jalan Jeshtashi. What it is when you've got what's that sandhi where you have a dental coming into contact with a lingual, will change to the lingual. A dental in any order, first or second, a dental coming together with a lingual changes to the corresponding lingual.
Mm-hmm.
Dental coming together with a palatal changes to the corresponding palatal. So here you've got a dental D coming together with a lingual D. It has to change to D. D. You don't get it?
We have a D, yeah. Right? We have a D, and that's coming together with a D.
Mm-hmm.
And so the D changes to D.
Yeah, let's just go in the last, this mrdi, let's make sure we've got all this. The last termination is D. We understand that, right? He changes to D when followed by any consonant except a semi-vowel or whatever,
yeah.
Nasal or semi-vowel. So now we've got he changing to D. Then the J of mridge is changed to SH by this number, Roman numeral 9 on page 60. Where it's listed, right? Mridge is one of them that changes to
mm-hmm.
sha
mm-hmm.
when followed by any consonant except the nasal or semi-vowel or nothing. So now we have mrish, and now mrish becomes mrid by that 6 on page 58. We together so far?
Mm-hmm.
Are you with us, Virginia?
Sort of. I am. I mean,
go to 6 on page 58.
Yeah, yeah.
You see where the shud is substituted?
All right, so that's mrid plus D.
So now we have
right.
mrid
yeah.
plus dental D.
Right.
Now I'm saying when you have
a
dental and a lingual come together,
right.
the dental changes to the lingual.
Right.
And so there we've got mrid D. Mrid D. Aspirate D will change to aspirate D.
Right.
So we get mridhi.
Oh my god.
Isn't this good?
Very good. We have all the rules in place.
Yeah, the thing is for us to keep doing this because you'll get used to seeing these types of
mm-hmm.
combinations. You know, even though I don't remember any of these rules and I won't remember tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
but I remember seeing all of these all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not foreign to me when I see them.
You mean the final forms?
Yeah, final forms. And I'll see them in many different places, in many different situations, and it's... I know, even though I can't go back and say, it's this sutra and this is the...
Right.
you have to teach it all the time to remember. And then as soon as you stop, it just goes away. Because it does. Okay,
we don't really have to remember all the rules then. Mm-hmm. So
you should try to remember them, because only initially, and don't worry about forgetting them. But if you can remember them initially, mm-hmm. you get used to these patterns. Mm-hmm. That's why. Mm-hmm. Take a look on page 46.
But just to be absolutely clear here, this number 9 that we're talking about, roots ending in sha or cha, and then these other roots that are listed as well.
Yeah.
This only applies to these class 2 verbs, right? And we're not. This is only.
Yeah, only these.
Yeah.
Yes.
This,
yes.
No,
yes.
I mean this rule only of
the roots ending in sha or cha.
This is just a class 2.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, I'm just understanding this whole chapter is that sometimes certain things like this other rule become general rules.
I know
a lot of them are general rules.
I think that
might have a wider application. What's the sutra?
8236.
It doesn't say. These are mostly just translations of the sutras.
Okay.
It doesn't say in the second gana only.
Sutra doesn't say.
I'm looking at. This is usually a translation of the sutra in Bhandarka. 8236.
Oh, 8236.
You know how the sutra goes? Vrasht, Vrasht, Shrij, Mrija, Yaja, these are it letters. Vrasja, Vrasja, Shrija, Mrija, Yaja, Raja. Brash, Braja, Sham, Chasham, Shaha.
Chasham, Shaha.
Yeah, that's the sutra. So now, for the final consonants, blah, 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 and for the final cha and sha, there is substituted sha before a jal letter or at the end of a word. There's nothing at all that says it's only second gana. Unless there's a.
I'll just say may apply to more than class 2.
No, it should. Most of these do. That's why I'm saying to kind of learn them.
Because
you see these patterns everywhere.
Okay.
You know?
But then they wouldn't have applied to any of the other classes we've done so far, else they would have mentioned the rule beforehand.
Well, remember,
I'm hoping.
Yeah.
That's the case.
But also. These are a list of roots, mm-hmm. of particular roots that this applies to, mm-hmm. right? And roots that end in sha. Otherwise, they're just a list of very particular roots.
Right.
But
it's possible. I'm not sure about these particular roots, but we also have situations where some roots can be more than one class, right? So.
That's right.
So I don't know about these, the specific ones that are mentioned here, but just okay. This is very clear. Thank you. It helps me.
So we haven't done any of the roots so far ending in sha or cha in any of the other classes?
Oh,
because then
know.
We would have seen that rule before,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
They would change to sha.
Couldn't we say in general, though, that we see this with nouns also, that the things that end in palatal, in taurabhya, are unstable and they change.
Right, and they change to, like you often see a cha changing either to a sha or a ka. You see a palatal going up to the top, to the ka group or to the sha group.
Right, exactly. So
yeah. So I think most of these have wider application.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But
okay, thank you.
That was a good question.
Good question.
It helps me because I get confused.
It's very confusing the way it's
general
presented.
And what's specific.
Yeah. It is confusing.
But it's becoming clearer.
There
really is.
One of the things that, on Carol's Guide, guys, that you might consider doing is looking through and seeing which are the general overarching rules and which are the really nitpicky specific ones applying to the second gana.
Mm-hmm.
That might be a nice thing to try to break out,
tease out,
do some kind of document on for this second gana, because it's such a bear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when we try to learn it, it is the hardest of all of them.
Yeah,
it is, because everything's an exception. There's
so
many
nice
exceptions, but it's a really good one to study, because you see these patterns.
Yeah. And it doesn't get harder than this, right?
No.
Yeah,
this is the hardest.
This is the hardest, right?
Yeah. After this.
Aorist is the hardest, but.
Oh, right. Aorist, we weren't learned that at all.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Okay. I feel better now.
Okay.
But if you know this, you will have gone so many Sunday rules into
the
Sunday.
Right. No, I understand now why it's more than just the class two, learning it for purposes of class two.
Yeah.
Class three has a problem, but because we learn the perfect.
The reduplication in class in three. That'll be next, right?
If you're countering that for the first time,
yeah.
It's tricky, but you guys should be, I think, okay on.
Yeah.
Well,
let's go on. Where are we? Okay. Number five. The va of vush is changed to u. This is some prasarana the week terminations, right?
Mm-hmm.
So mi vaha maha. So vashmi ushvaha ushmaha. There's a collapse there, so we have to see what that is. So vashmi ushvaha ushmaha, vakshi ushtaha ushta, vashti ushtaha ushanti. There's not a collapse. There isn't a collapse. I was wrong. I was thinking of something. I forgot we were in the second gana. Vash plus me. Vash me, right? Vash plus vaha. Mm-hmm. It takes samprasarana. What's the samprasarana of vash?
Ush,
right? So, ushvaha, ushmaha. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Now, vash. Vakshi, now we have to go through this whole painful process. So we'll do that in a minute. Vakshi.
They actually lay it out.
Yeah, they lay it out. So Vakshi, and then Ushta, that's the same thing we've just been through with Marsh, right, with Mudge. In fact, Marshi and Vakshi and Mrishta and Ushta, that's all the same. Okay. Ushtaha, Ushta, then Vashti, same, Ushtaha, Ushanti. Let's read through it and then just look at, read through everything. Vash plus T.
Excuse me, what is the end result we're trying to get to? The second person of, and which, what is?
Oh, the imperative second person singular, uddhi, same thing.
That's going to be the same.
I was just on page 5, I was just reading through.
Right, no, I see, but I'm just asking for this, I see this complex little formula that we're going through, but which...
It's going to take us through the whole thing.
Right.
Vakshi, second person singular.
Thank
it's
you.
Ending in Vakshi.
Second person singular of...
No, but Vash plus T is third person singular.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought this is going through Vakshi. It ends in Vakshi. And then, so there's an explanation for Vakshi and an explanation for
yeah,
the T.
Yeah, for all of them. But we're going to start with the T ending.
Oh, right.
Do you see where it says Vash plus T?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's third person singular.
Right.
So by 9 on page 60, Sha goes to Sha before any consonant except the nasal or semi-vowel or by nothing.
Right.
So there we've got it. So and then, of course, if it goes to sha, you've got a lingual and a dental coming together, so you need vashti.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's note, page 21, that's the first book, long ago. This is just regular Sindhi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, vash plus ti, then vashti, vashti. Clear?
Mm-hmm. And then it's the vakshi.
Virginia, are you on
it? Yeah, I was confused when I saw it. So the first thing is just the first person.
Yeah, no.
Then, no.
The T is the third person.
Third person singular.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So Vash plus T.
Right, I'm just doing my dyslexic. Okay, so third person, the second one's going to be the middle second person singular. Okay, sorry. Okay.
Yeah. So now we have Vash plus C.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's second person singular.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
There Vash goes to...
But they're doing it on the reverse of how they lay it out. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's right.
This is like so visually challenging.
Why did they do that?
Okay, I don't know why they do that. It's just
they have to make a
tree. For what?
Okay, here sha goes to sha by this root, not by 9, with this whole group, you know? The so goes to sha when followed by consonant, any consonant except a nasal, semi-vowel, or nothing. So now we have vash. Plus C. And then do you remember by this other one? Sha goes to ka.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let me read that to you. Da, da or sha, followed by sa, is changed to ka.
Okay? I got it, yeah.
All right. And so, lost my place. Oh, here we are. So now we've got vak plus si.
Yeah.
And then that's going to change to vak plus she by regular sandhi.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So then we have vak she. Mm-hmm. So now that takes care of them all, really. Right? If you don't understand the samprasarana, vashmi, ushvaha, ushmaha, vak she, we just went through, then ushta, ushtaha, ushta, vashti, ushtaha, ushanti. Are we missing anything? Oh, here. Do the next paragraph. Vash. Oh, this is the imperative. Do they have the imperative spelled down here?
Yeah, they just say underneath imperative second person singular is uti. Underneath.
Yeah, them. They don't mark it again when they start that paragraph. Like they do list it up above.
Vash, I don't know if that's that question.
So it's like the imperative second person is always a little weird.
Yeah.
Often, yes, yeah, that's really
for
true.
For a lot of groups,
they do different things. Never nice and easy.
And like there's no ending for it in the 1, 4, 6, 10.
Yeah,
right?
It could just be left off.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if they've got brush in here. I think it'll follow the same form as the others that we've done, like March. So. I think I would have written down the page number if it was in here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So let's look at it. Vash plus D. It's weak, so it goes samprasarana, goes to Ush plus D, which goes to Ush plus D.
Right.
Which goes to Ush plus D, which goes to Ud plus D.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't remember it, this is what we've just gone through. It'll take us too long to sort through that. Unless you want to.
I wish they'd laid out these formulae for all the other ones too. They're so helpful, you know, when they actually list the steps.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
The algebraic steps, kind of.
Yeah.
Are
we okay with this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's kind of, you know, to write it out. Let's go on. Let's go on to page 62, number 6. The vowel shas. This is on page 50 in your book. The vowel of shas is changed to e before the consonant weak terminations. This is an important root. You have to memorize this root in Vedanta. The termination of the third person plural as appended to the roots shas, jux, jakas, duridra, jagrit loses its in. Oh, because, you know, it becomes ati instead of anti. This is something already happening in the Parismaipada, where you have ti, at, te, ate, ate instead of ante.
Mm-hmm.
Here, so these roots, instead of anti, it's ati.
Oh, even in the regular
in the present?
Yeah.
Still
so the present doesn't even have the end.
Right.
Termination of the third person plural. Let's look, it might be even bigger than the present. Go to page 50. I just don't remember.
Yeah.
Page 50. Page 50, so shasati. Ashasuru, that's going to be some exceptions. Ashasatu, see that? Instead of unto, even in the imperative, it should be unto. To, Tom, unto.
Right.
Actually, loses its nasal bone,
right.
In both places. Which is how it is in the Atmanepada.
Mm-hmm.
Right
there.
Yeah.
I have a question on shas.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at a paradigm for it, and it has the e appended in the strong termination. It has shwash, shwash.
Where?
I'm just looking at more.
It should be. Are you looking at the present tense stuff?
And it's not just for the consonantal weak. It looks like it's for the consonantals.
Where?
What paradigm are you in, though? Are we looking
You're on Shas, or you're in the present tense?
Yeah.
Where?
Well, I'm just looking at another para, you know, the habit. I'm just wondering if you guys can look in that nifty book you have.
Yeah, but it's the same as in the Bhandarka. I'm looking. It should say Shasti, Shish, for the third person, Shasti, Shishtaha, Shasati.
It says
Shasti.
So this is wrong.
Yeah, Shasti. Shasti. Like you have in Bhandarka.
Right. So, Tara and
Virginia.
Yeah. Check out 357.
More
when you get home.
So okay. What does more say?
Never mind.
Okay.
I it's a different route. I'm looking at different routes.
Okay.
Carol, the losing of the no, it loses as an imperfect dosa. You see that? Not just
that's different. It's taking
that's
another termination.
Okay, so not just
totally different rule.
Never mind.
No, I noticed that too, but that's a different rule.
And this is the govern one, right? To govern?
To govern, yeah.
Mm-hmm. To govern, to rule. This comes a lot. So, the vowel of shas is changed to e before the consonantal root termination. So let's look at it. Mi vaha maha, so shas mi. Then shah because changing to e.
Right.
Shishwaha, shishmaha.
Right.
Shasi. That's double S
right.
There. A lot of times that S will drop. Here mm-hmm. It is. Shasi, shishtaha, shishta, shasti, shishtaha, shishtaha, and shasati.
Instead of shasanti.
Yeah, instead of shasanti. And its weak terminations beginning with a consonant that where it takes the E, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before consonantal weak terminations. So that's why you get shasati. Okay, let's look at this. Shas plus tes becomes shis plus tes becomes shish plus tes. So being changed to sh, shish to her.
So that's for third duo. Okay.
Do you see the progression, why that happens? A lot of this is just regular internal sandhi that we've already learned.
So shas goes to shis because of that rule.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Six.
And then it changes, the sa of shas changes to sh because the a has become e. Now you've got a lingual and a dental coming together. Shish
right.
Plus ta, so that dental has to change to ka. Shishta. So you have shishta ha. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then shas plus ati by seven. Not unti, right?
Right.
Shasati.
Yeah.
Let's do jagra. Jagra, I think they're doing derigra. That's good. These are common roots. Jagra
mm-hmm.
Means to wake. Let's see what number. That's on page 44. So to make sure we get it. Jagre takes guna, re takes guna, jagarati, right? Because strong.
Mm-hmm.
So jagarati, jagritaha, jagrati. Shouldn't be any problem. Anti is what he's pointing out. Jagarati, jagritaha, jagrati. Imperative second person singular, jagrahi. Because vowel, no problem. You're not getting into these funny things. Jagarani. If you look in your book, so let's just go through it in the book. Do you everybody have this one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Page 44. Jagarati, jagritaha, jagrati.
Jagrita.
Yes, sorry. Jagritaha, jagrati. Why is that? Oof, I just had a lapse in my brain.
Well, actually.
What is happening?
Present third person. It does say it's different from Bhandarkar. Bhandarkar says Jagrati. Jagritaha Jagrati. It's different between Gandharkar and this book.
This is going to be a typo. All the way through, it's a typo. Look at. There's no reason. Look at the imperfect, the imperative. Yeah.
That isn't a
Wait. What's going on? What did you say, Penny?
It isn't Dirga in that. It should be Ja, right? Instead of Ja, is that what we're talking about?
Jagra is the root. Jagra. And so it should be Jagarati. Jagrataha. Jagrati. But in this book, they have Jagarati, Jagrataha. And if you look at the imperfect, the imperative, and in the potential, it's jaw all the way. Right?
Maybe there's a typo.
Let me look in this one. It must be a typo.
Because the Gandharkar also says jaw, not jaw.
Yeah.
So jaw is correct, jaw is not.
Well, we think it is.
Right.
There's nothing.
I'm trying to find it, and I'm looking it up in another book. I can't see any reason. But I didn't see a reason the other time. It's wrong. Oh no.
Uh-oh. It's Ja?
In this one, it's Ja also.
Not Ja? Oh,
so then the Gandharkar is wrong? Yeah, but these can all be taken from the same. Oh, wait, is this the same document? It's the same one, that's why.
Oh. That's why. What about.
Maybe Anton has.
Anton doesn't.
It doesn't have this
conjugation.
Yeah, he does. There's a.
At the end.
Let's make it. I really think this is wrong. I'm gonna just circle it. You know what you should do? Just circle it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And then put. Jagra. We'll have to look it up, and I'll have to find some other sources. And put a question mark. I'm almost positive it's a typo.
Right.
Hey,
can
you
hear? No. Hi, Tanya.
Hi, Tanya.
Oh, it doesn't have joy. Anton has it, but it doesn't have the.
Go ahead.
Who?
Yes.
Has it
long. He has Jeff?
He has Ja.
Oh, Ja.
Yeah, I think it's Ja. But anyway, just make a note.
Because if O was going to drop, maybe they would have given an explanation.
There's no explanation.
Why would it all of a sudden not be there?
I know. Yeah.
So that's true for all three second persons.
Yeah.
Jagrataha, Jagrataha, Jagrataha.
Okay, let's stop here. Let's think about what our plan is. So we won't have class next Friday. You can go through these on your own. You guys can just do whatever you want until I get back.
Okay.
Alright. There's so much to go through. And for me, there is so much. Yeah. Everything that we've done to assimilate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you decide you want to work on sentences, I'll do those with you when you get back. You know, the ones that you can't do, or whatever you decide.
Okay.
Maybe we can, you know, go through separately or together or whatever.
Sure.
Just go to
maybe that you do whatever you want. All right. Let's take a little break.